G'day and welcome to Partake. Welcome also to Monday and our Think Spot together. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 9 records Jesus speaking these words: God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. All over the world, people share a common desire for peace. But what is peace? The peace the world wants varies from the peace the Christian knows and desires for. The world sees peace as the absence of conflict and people being generally nice to one another. Peace in the Christian context goes further, saying peace is perfect harmony with God, with other people, with circumstances, and with themselves. Therefore, perfect peace will not come until Jesus Christ comes again as he promised and takes Christians to be with him. That does not give us as Christians a mandate to sit around not doing what we can for peace, because as we have just heard, we are commanded to be peacemakers, as Jesus said in Matthew 5 verse 9, "Our God is a God of peace, and the kingdom of God is about peace in the Holy Spirit." Peace is to be our business as Christians. In a world full of conflicts and disarray, such as conflicts between nations, conflicts between neighbors, conflicts even within families, and conflicts within and between churches, Christians are to be peacemakers. With that in mind, here are some thoughts on what the Bible has to say about peace to help you this week be a peacemaker. First of all, peace with God. If we have peace with God, we are justified by faith. And further, Jesus Christ is our peace between God and humanity and between different people. Secondly, there's peace with others. We are to live at peace with everyone. We are to do everything possible which leads to peace and mutual encouragement. And we are to be peacemakers. A sign of real wisdom produces a harvest of righteousness. And then there's peace within circumstances. Peace is a gift of God. Worldly peace requires manipulation of circumstances. God's peace, however, comes regardless of the circumstances we face. And because of that, we can have peace in troubled times, an untroubled, unfearful heart and mind. Go in peace this Monday into this week, knowing that the God of peace lives inside you if you are one of his children. Yesterday, churches around the world celebrated the Feast of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit as promised by Jesus. The symbol of the Holy Spirit is the dove, the sign of peace. If you desire peace with God, with other people, and in all circumstances, ask this same Holy Spirit who lives inside you to help you. If you would not consider yourself as one of his children yet, ask him to help you become one. Father God, I pray that this week we will do all we can to be peacemakers and make a difference in a world in conflict with itself. I ask this through the Prince of Peace, your Son Jesus Christ, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, who lives inside all those who have peace with you by faith. Amen.